This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. It is a new week, boo. I hope y'all are out there enjoying your day, enjoying the week, enjoying your summer. Y'all, summer is a little expensive for me, not gonna lie. I don't know if it's because we're doing all the things and being outside more than we normally are, but girl, whoever be monitoring my account at the bank is probably stressed because I have been spending money like a drug dealer and it is not okay. But like brunch is not free. These concerts are not free. Living is not free. So I hope all of you are enjoying yourselves thoroughly, but fiscally a little more responsible than me. If you're new here, welcome, boo. My name is Ashley. My family here on the pod calls me Ash, and I am the host of this show, proud owner of Ash Media Network. And if you love it here like we do, please leave us a rating and a review. This helps us stay cool out here in the podcast world. But more importantly, I love reading your feedback and hearing from you and just knowing that y'all are out there doing your thing. And an episode that you listen to at some point or another has helped you in some way. Okay, boo. We are now at the halfway point in the year. And today I just wanted to check in with you in hopes that you take a moment to, one, check in with yourself and assess where you are with your goals for the year, the things you wanted to accomplish this year. Are you on track? Did something happen this year that kind of threw you off course? Maybe you're a little burnt out and need to slow down. Maybe some of you need to pivot, but June is always like the check-in month for me. I was talking with a friend of mine on the phone and I was telling her, you know, I really don't feel like I've done much this year in terms of getting things done, accomplishing things, and I don't feel like I moved forward really. And she looked at me like I was crazy and was like, Ash, you produced a whole nother show under a brand new network that you created, producing and hosting this show and now working on season two of the other show. I think you're good for this year. And I had to take a beat like, you know what? She's right. I guess I did do that. But there is still so much more that I want to accomplish this year, professionally and personally. And I need to start moving that needle again in both areas of my life. I was sharing with her how I approach goal setting and then how I tend to execute on my goals. And she was like, girl, you need to share this with the people. I feel like this might help somebody. So even though in my mind, I feel like all of you are super dope and you're killing it yourselves and you already know how to set some really big goals and then execute and you have your own processes, I will share some of my tips and tricks and hopefully just share some knowledge of what I know to be true when it comes to strategically going after something that you want and how to know when it's time to stop and catch your breath, when it's time to kick it into gear and start hustling for it, and ultimately just sticking with it and accomplishing those things that you want in the end. You see, the more you grow and change, the more your dreams will grow and change. And it's important to not only stay focused on your dreams as you grow and change, but to also stay fluid. The dreams I had when I first started this show are a bit different now, same direction, but my mind has opened up more since then. I've seen some things that has made me want other things. And although I have to stay on my Zoom, like the girls say, and keep doing what I have to do, I have to stay fluid and allow my mind to keep moving, keep finding the answers, keep thinking so that I can keep going forward. If you've known me for some time, you know your girl can keep a notebook, okay? I can fill a notebook with notes, with to-do lists, with ideas, and I like to keep my notebooks so when I'm on my way to them pearly gates in the sky, I can look back and be like, you know what, girl? You did that, you know? But I like to keep a physical notebook, and I call this my goal notebook. And every year, at the beginning of the year and in the middle of the year, I will open this notebook and assess where I am with the goals that I have set. So stick with me. I have a bit of a process. And if you already do this, slay on, boo. Love you for that. Keep thriving. But if you don't, I hope this method that I use is helpful for you as you look at the next 6 months of this year and hopefully get more things done. So I have this goal notebook. It's cute. It's not giving one of those subject notebooks from school. It's a durable, oftentimes pink, purple notebook. And what I'll do is just jot down the goals I want to accomplish. Professional goals for Ash Media, goals for my show, goals for new projects, financial goals I want to hit, campaigns I want to do, maybe dream sponsors, new things that I want to implement, and also personal goals, right? So this year is a healthy girl summer, spending more time with my nieces and nephew, taking a vacation, reading 12 books. You get my drift. Then I look at this list as a whole and I ask myself, okay, realistically, knowing how you operate, Ash, knowing that some days you're about that life and other days you don't want to be bothered and do nothing at all, what are some realistic things you can accomplish this year, big and small? And then I go through my list and I highlight like 5 or 6 goals, and you don't have to do 5 or 6, boo. You can do 1 or 2. This is just my jam. Okay. And I try to do a mix of some pretty big ones and some smaller ones. And then I turn the page and I rewrite those 5 or 6 goals down on their own page. So for example, if my goal is to write a book this year, pitch a show to Netflix, and host a meet and greet, I would turn the page and the book goal would get a page, the Netflix show would get a page, and then the meet and greet. Following me? Okay. So then let's take writing a book, for example. When I write down a goal, I give myself a date it needs to be done by. Then on that page, I list out all the things that need to get done for this one specific goal. Write chapter 1, write chapter 2, etc. Find an agent, create the cover, etc. Write the bio, market the book, etc. And then I start to assign each of those tasks deadlines also. So if my goal of writing a book needs to be done by, say, December 31st, then chapter 1 needs to be finished by this day. Chapter 2 needs to be done by this day, and so on and so forth. You get what I'm saying? So when you look at your notebook and you're looking at your goals, not only do you have the greater goal in mind with a deadline on it, but you also have the tasks that you need to get done. And there are deadlines for those too. So when I wake up in the morning and it's time for me to plan out my day, outside of my normal everyday tasks, I'll open up my notebook and I'll see, oh, okay, so I need to finish this task for this goal by next week. Maybe I should add that to my list of things to do for today. You know, having a date for everything keeps me accountable, keeps the fire lit under my butt, and helps me push the needle forward because I am actively doing things to push the needle forward. This helps me build a life around my goals, not build my goals around my life. You feel me? I really take my time when I sit down and plan out my goals and think about what I want to do and what needs to happen for it to get done, because I am easily distracted and sometimes really in my feelings, and things get boring very quickly for me. But having something written down with a date next to it, and then all the steps I need to take to get it done with dates next to those too, helps me see that what I want is 100% possible, and I am fully capable of achieving what I want to achieve. And also, if you give me the last minute to do something, I am going to take that last minute, okay? So having a date next to the things I want to do allows me to be on top of things when I can and take that last minute if I need to. It's about having some agency over your life, sis, instead of just drifting in the world and wherever the wind blows, that's where you're going to land. And in turn, being the captain and steering your life in the way that you want it to go in the best way that you can. There are a lot of things that we cannot control that will happen in our lives, but there are still a lot of things that we can. And the only person that can make things happen for yourself, the only person that can see that vision you have of your life come true, is you. Not me, not your family, not your friends. It's up to you, sis. And we can't make it happen for you. As bad as I want to be on vacation all the time and sipping margaritas in the sun with somebody's son, I can't, because no one is going to do this for me. No one is going to change my life for me. It's up to me. Setting goals and executing and making your dreams happen can be challenging, but like so are a lot of other things too, you know? And it's important to remember that life happens, right? But you do not have to just be the product of your life circumstances, and that you can also be the producer too. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is, no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Now, I say all of this to say, I use the month of June because it's the halfway mark for me, but you don't have to, because you set your own timeline, remember? You set the dates and the deadlines, and since you do have agency over your life and you can steer the ship, it's up to you to know when to push for it and then slow down, when to have grace and when to hold yourself accountable, when to hunker down and be laser focused, and when to be a little more fluid. Let's go back to the basics. When you make good decisions, you yield good results. When you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. Y'all, I would sometimes be sad something didn't happen in my life, something that I wanted so bad, something that I dreamed of doing, and will literally write out the steps to get it done and never do it. And then be sitting there looking dumb and feeling lost, like, what am I doing? I'm not moving forward. I feel stuck. Well, yeah, because I didn't move. I didn't make the decision and do what actually needed to get done. And then wondering why I feel stuck and lost and confused. Because God placed something on my heart for me to do, and I just kept putting it off and never did it. And for some of us, maybe we stopped dreaming altogether. We don't even know what we're shooting for because we stopped looking at that vision that was placed inside of us. Maybe because life happened, maybe because we're tired for reaching for it. I get it. Maybe because we're afraid. And if that's you, I encourage you to open up that notebook, start writing some things down again, to dream again. Take the steps, sis. Steer the ship. Find your cadence and push when you need to and relax when you don't. Change directions if you need to, but keep traveling towards your destination just as long as you keep your hands on the wheel. Keep being consistent in your decision-making, consistent in your content, consistent in your writing, consistent in your business, consistent with your growth, and watch it happen. I wrote down in 2018 in my notebook, my goal was to hit 10,000 downloads total for my show. And at the time, it was unimaginable to me, but I wrote it down. I wrote down the steps I needed to take. I wrote down the dates I needed to get things done by. And did life happen? Yes. Did I need to pivot sometimes and be fluid and change my date? Yes. Did I need to push really hard sometimes? Yes. Did I need to be consistent and keep showing up and keep posting, even though there were thousands of other shows to listen to? Yes. Did I feel like giving up? Yes, but did I get there? Absolutely. It was a challenge, but I kept my hands on the wheel. Keep your hands on the wheel, sis. And that is how you do it. That is how you make it work. There is no $5,000 10-week online course or webinar that will get you there, I promise you. Yes, it's good to learn and see how others are doing it, but there is no webinar, workshop, or girl boss conference that will make it happen for you. It is you with your hands steering, sticking with it, taking action, consistently moving forward executing, following through on what you wrote down, maybe spending less time watching others and more time thinking, more time building, more time creating. Because the dream won't work unless you do. The goals don't work unless you do. The generational wealth won't work unless you do. So in other words, if you don't put money in the bank, you can't take anything out. And I'm not just talking about dollars and cents. To whom much is given, much is required, sis. But do not forget that there is no challenge that you are not equal to. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.